And now your Federal News Radio cybersecurity update, mornings at 30 minutes past the hour, brought to you by HP. We talk about cybersecurity a lot as it pertains to the government and the federal workplace, but now cybersecurity training is expanding beyond agencies and into high schools, libraries, and other workplaces. It's called the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education, or NICE. The interagency program is being run by Dr. Ernest McDuffie at the National Institute of Standards and Technology, and he joins us now to discuss why the program was started and what the government hopes to get out of it. Good morning. Thanks for joining us live in the studio.
Thank you very much.
All right, so tell us about the NICE program. How does it work? What are its goals?
Sure. Well, a little bit of the background. The previous administration had an effort called the Comprehensive National Cybersecurity Initiative, CNCI, and one of those initiatives was education, Initiative 8. So as we moved into the new administration, they decided to expand that effort. That effort originally was focused on federal government, federal workforce, and the like, and the idea was to expand it to the nation as a whole. So we've expanded it, gave it the new name, and we're looking to do things at a much broader level where we're going to actually try to touch each of the 50 states through the chief information officers of each of the states to get into the local school systems. We have four different tracks in the program. Track one focuses on outreach and awareness. Track two looks at formal education, certified, any kind of certified institution, high schools, elementary schools, colleges, universities. Track three is focused on workforce structure, and track four is training and development.
So does this specifically relate then to federal agencies, contractors, people who work with the federal government? Are you looking to expand all the way out to schools and library and everybody?
Absolutely. That's kind of the point. Originally, we were focused on primarily federal workers mm-hmm. and contractors, but now the idea is that the entire country is invested in cybersecurity. It's going to be an important part of everybody's life as we move forward into this century. And we feel that it's important that each of the different segments of the population have an opportunity to learn what it means to be safe in cyberspace, how you interact with the different systems that everyone deals with every day, from the internet to ATM systems to everything that you can imagine out there. So we're really planning on making a wide-reaching campaign.
So who will be writing the coursework and the information that's delivered, actually? Is that done by NIST staff?
No, we're partnering with the education community, universities. There's a number of programs that are already up and running. For example, the National Science Foundation and the Department of Homeland Security and the National Security Agency together sponsor a program called the Federal Cyber Service Scholarship for Service Program, mm-hmm. Which reaches out into universities across the country, provides scholarship money for students to become experts in cybersecurity, and then they come to work for the federal government. Through programs like that, we're able to reach into academia and see exactly what's being taught at the curriculum level and actually affect new curriculum development.
I wondered if this was going to be like, you know, when we were all growing up, it was like give a hoot, don't pollute, that kind of thing. Only you can prevent forest fires, that sort of thing. Is that what we're going to see this become?
That's going to be part of it. We're also looking at this wide-ranging campaign where we'll actually touch into things in Hollywood, PSAs, and the like, where we're going to try to get bumper stickers and have catchphrases where people really can identify with what it means to be safe in cybersecurity. Now, we're really at the very early stages of this process, so we don't have any good bumper stickers to throw out there for you right now, but that is coming, yes.
We're speaking with Dr. Ernest McDuffie. He's the leader of the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And so will you be doing any kind of I guess you could call it crowdsourcing or reaching out to the public for ideas on some of the promotional ideas or the cyber content ideas themselves?
In fact, this August 11th and 12th, we're sponsoring, working right now toward a workshop that we're going to hold out at NIST in Gaithersburg, where we're going to be inviting the public. We're going to be inviting and partners from industry and academia. The theme of the workshop is public-private partnerships, bringing everybody together who's interested in helping with this endeavor. The main idea behind an interagency effort is the fact that it's too big of an issue for any one agency to deal with by itself, And in fact, it's too big for the federal government to deal with by itself. We need to partner with the private sector, with academia, so that we can touch everybody in a positive way.
Taking that and expanding it a little bit, when you think about those other priorities like give a hoot, don't pollute, and only you can prevent forest fires, you know, a forest fire is a forest fire. Littering is littering. But cybersecurity, gosh, that's evolving every single day. You then find yourself in the position of having to be ahead of that curve all the time. Is that a big challenge when it comes to this education outreach program?
It's probably the largest challenge. I'm a computer scientist by training, and so one of the things that we do, and I did in academia, is probably spent 40 to 50% of our time reading technical journals, trying to stay current with a rapidly advancing field. So the same thing happens now for cybersecurity education. As we're standing up these programs and outreach and doing curriculum development, we're very cognizant of the fact that everything we're doing today is changing and evolving the next day, the next week, the next month. So we have to go back and make sure we have real strong ties to the research community, and we're able to bring those changes and updates to our program as well.
You know, in many ways, this reminds me of the Buckle Up campaign of the 60s and 70s.
That's
when they started
one.
Making
yeah.
They wanted the public to drive more safely. Mm-hmm. But there was also a lot of effort focused on the cars themselves and the manufacturers. Are you also talking to the software manufacturers and saying, hey, folks, you've got to step up and improve the security in the first place of your products?
Yeah, it involves the entire ecosystem, if you will. It starts with the new generation of scientists and engineers that are coming out of the universities, getting the right training so they understand how to produce secure code, make security a first thought as opposed to an afterthought. Very difficult to build in security to a system after the system's already been built. Microsoft, Google, Intel, all the big producers out there have already bought into this idea. They know what it takes to do this well, and they're starving to get the right types of people into their production system. So we have, and that's part of the idea of the workshop. We will be partnering with those types of entities and making sure that from the ground up, we're doing everything we can to make it more secure cyberspace.
Is this going to be expensive to pull off, and who's going to be picking up the tab?
Well, there's already funding that's being provided for this effort under the previous effort. Of course, expanding it from a federally focused to a nationally focused agenda is going to require some additional resources. And we're working very hard to build a budget plan into the fiscal years of 12 and beyond to have additional resources to allow us to really expand well. But as you know, the funding picture is always a murky one.
Sure. So, and especially right now. Yeah. So what's the timeline? What should we be looking for now?
So I think the next really big things that you're going to see out of this effort will be the August workshop. And then in October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. There'll be a number of events that will be going on. We've got a website that's up now at NIST, and it will be continuing to evolve. And so all the information of what we're doing and what's happening in the event will be available at the website.
Terrific. And we'll be linking to that website
absolutely,
from ours. And
absolutely.
We'll have this interview posted on our website, too.
Great.
And by the way, if it doesn't work out, yeah, I think you have a future as a bass in the opera, perhaps.
I was just sitting here thinking that he could be voicing the PSAs for this new outreach. Dr. Ernest McDuffie is a leader of the National Initiative for Cybersecurity Education, the National Institute of Standards and Technology. Thank you, sir, so much for coming.
Thank you.